Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, it's The Morning Mess, back with another one. It's a staycation set up. Going to speak to Megan. Now, she's concerned that her boyfriend, Harvey, is cheating because he lied about having a job. Now, Megan, what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, well, we've been going out for about 2 months. So not very long, but he's been lying about having this job at a grocery store, and he's been supposedly going to work and coming home from there for the past 3 weeks, but I went to visit him during his shift, and he wasn't there.
Wait, so that means that he could have just been off? Like, was it maybe that he just wasn't working that day?
No, because I asked and they had never even heard of him. And he would always make these big dramatic scenes and say, oh my God, you won't believe what happened today, and act things out. I mean, maybe he's ashamed to be unemployed, but he's obviously made this whole thing up.
Megan, I mean, you said you guys haven't been dating for that long. Maybe he goes by like a different name at work, a nickname or something like that, that you aren't privy to.
You trying, Carla, you trying. This guy might be on a lunch break eating things like groceries. Listen, man, if he was not at work and been lying about it the whole time, I mean, this is very extensive to just cheat. He could just say, I'm going out with the guys out tonight. Why would he go out and say this whole thing that I got a whole other job? Because that just leads to like lying all the time.
Right. And I showed up last Wednesday to try and surprise him and bring him lunch. And I even asked the other cashiers and they were like, who the hell is Harvey? So no, I mean, it's all made up. Hmm. And even the manager, he said, we've never hired a guy named Harvey. Like, I felt stupid. I was embarrassed. I'm like, why is he making this up?
Right, right. And it's only been 2 months, you said?
Yeah, that we've been going out. So, I mean, I guess I don't really know him that well.
Right, right. Now, do you really like this guy? I mean, obviously, you're seeing if he is seeing someone on the side because you're investing in this guy and you really want to know if he's the one, or has he done other shady stuff to you?
I do really like him. And I just, you know, if he's just lying because he's embarrassed to be unemployed, I guess that's something I can forgive. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, if he's going out with somebody else and lying and pretending to have a job, like, once somebody starts lying, it's really hard to trust them.
True.
Right. Yeah.
And you really want to know what that relationship is. Have you guys got to the point where you had to wrestle his pretzel? I mean, have you got that point in the relationship?
Gross.
Is that a yes? No.
That is.
Yeah.
Because, no, I totally understand. If you want to find out if he's cheating on you, you're not going to let you, you know, allow yourself to wrestle the pretzel.
Oh, my God.
Have you asked Harvey about any of this, though, before calling us?
No, because I sort of just want to ambush him and find out the real truth. Like, if I asked him about it, then he could, like, hem and haw and make things up. And I just, you know, I want you to do your thing and we'll find out.
Oh, wow. Okay. Telling us to do our job. Wow.
Please, I like that.
Please.
All right. Well, we're going to do the staycation setup. Give him a call. Offer him a free romantic hotel stay. See who he wants to put on the reservation. Hopefully says your name, Megan. If not, then he's probably seeing someone on the side. And at that point, the show is yours. You can decide if you want to break up with him live on the radio or not. Okay.
Okay.
You sound nervous.
I am.
Okay. Up next, we got the staycation setup. Morning Mess. Morning Mess in the middle of a staycation setup. We spoke to Megan and she's concerned that her boyfriend of 2 months might be seeing someone on the side. My man said he had a job at the grocery store, and when she went by during a shift, maybe to surprise him, bring him something to eat, maybe get a little session in or what have you, you know?
Okay. All right.
They didn't know who the hell he was. He doesn't work at this grocery store. So Megan, he is going into next levels of maybe lying to you, seeing someone on the side, but he could be just lying because he's unemployed.
Yeah, I'm really nervous that he might be cheating, and I didn't tell you guys this before, but I was cheated on in my last relationship, so it's already really hard for me to trust. and I'm really scared to go through that again.
You gotta start beating him to the punch and cheat on him first. That's what you need to do, girl.
Joey.
You're not cheating. You're not trying in 2021. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Megan, I'm so sorry. We're gonna help you find out what's going on with Harvey. Are you ready?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Harvey?
Yeah, who's this?
Harvey, hi. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with some great news for you. You've been selected as the grand...
What the hell is that?
The great news about you winning a free romantic weekend stay at the Aurora Hotel. I just wanted to congratulate you on that.
Okay, what's the catch?
There's no real catch here. I mean, we want to give this to you in exchange for reviews on Google and Yelp so you can help us build our presence online since last year's been a little tough for business.
Okay, but if you ask me for any money, I'm going to hang up the phone.
Okay, well, fortunately, you don't have to worry about that. I can get started. I just want to explain to you, this is a romantic weekend stay for you and your guest of honor. So to make things right, what we do is we start off with a personalized note. This is addressed to your guest of honor, Harvey. So if you have, like, a special message you'd like to leave for your guest, I can write that down whenever you're ready.
Okay. Why don't you put down, I love you to the moon and back.
I have that down. That's adorable. My next question for you, Harvey, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? Your guest's full name is needed for us to continue.
You can put down Isabel.
Uh-oh.
You're still with your ex? Are you kidding me?
What?
Well, Harvey, legally, we got to let you know you're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess, and your girlfriend Megan is on the line.
Wait, what? What? What the hell is this?
You are a cheater and a f***ing and we caught you.
Caught me doing what?
I know you're lying about your job. Okay. I went to your supposed workplace and they didn't even know who the f*** you were, so you're lying, and now I know you're with your f***ing ex still.
Yeah, well, he was traveling to the moon and back, so that takes a while.
Joey! No, Harvey, for real though, it appears that you've been cheating and
he's
you've also been lying about...
Stop it.
So you've also been lying about having a job here. Megan was concerned about you doing these things. You're caught up. So, I mean, you could try saying I'm sorry.
I'm not lying about shit. Megan, what job did you go to? Which one?
The one that you fucking work at. The one I've dropped you off at many times. What the
No. No.
Harvey, please. I know you're cheating on me with your ex.
What?
You're not even addressing the fact that you
No. Why are you asking me all these questions? Why are you asking me all these questions?
Because I want to know the fucking truth. That's why you lied to me about your job and now you're still with your ex? What the fuck?
I don't know who told you I'm with my ex. I'm not with an ex.
You did.
You just said.
What are you talking about? You want to invite her to a romantic weekend and you're trying to take her to the moon and back. That's a round trip.
I didn't understand what was going on, so you know what, Megan? If you're going to try with some bull and try to trick me, then I don't want to deal with it.
You can fuck off, okay? You can go to hell. Go fill out a job application, you two-inch...
Oh, well. I do have a question, though, Harvey. Like, did you ever break up with your ex? Are you cheating on her with Megan? What's actually happening here?
Great question.
Who are you to ask me questions? Don't worry about what my life is complicated. I don't need to answer
Okay, so you are cheating on Isabel is her name?
Hey, shut your mouth. You don't know what I'm doing.
One thing you're not going
to
do.
I don't have to deal with this. I'm out.
All right,
I'm out.
No. Wait, first, one more question.
What?
No question. I just want to make sure you're there so I can hang up on you first. Hold on. Miss Megan.
Yes.
I know.
We are so sorry, girl. Yeah. That was so disrespectful.
He's the rudest astronaut I've ever met.
Oh my God.
The rudest.
I can't believe I opened my bubble for him.
Well, if you're going to open up that bubble, baby.
At least I found out. What the fuck?
Yeah. This Puerto Rican wise man once said the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody. You have someone in mind?
Yeah. I must have known the same guy. You know, maybe I'll have to get under a Puerto Rican.
Oh my God. Joey, what is that?
I don't mind that.
Team Wepa.
The Morning Mess.
Every morning.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
The Morning Mess. Live 101.5. The Valley's hit music leader.
The Morning Mess.
Weekdays 5 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.